House Committee on Judiciary come to order. Today is Tuesday, March 17th, 2009. The first item on the agenda is a work session on House Bill 2529.
House Bill 2529, first heard on March 4th, modifies the procedure for impounding a fighting bird during an investigation for criminal mistreatment, authorizes an officer to apply for a search warrant and impound animals in cases involving animal fighting, and requires a person convicted of sexual assault of an animal to report as a sex offender. You should also have -1 amendments in front of you at this time. We do not have there's no fiscal or revenue impact for either the original bill or the -1 amendments.
Did we already adopt the -1s? I thought we did.
We did.
Okay, good.
So it's ready to be moved.
Is there any discussion about the bill? We adopted the amendments previously. I'll accept a motion for the bill as amended.
Well, Mr. Chair, I'd move House Bill 2529 with -1 amendments to the floor with the due pass recommendation.
Representative Olson moves House Bill 2529 as amended to the floor with the due pass. Is there any discussion?
Representative
Cameron? Aye. Representative Harris?
Aye.
Representative
Krueger? Aye.
Representative Shields?
Aye.
Representative Smith?
Excuse?
Vice Chair Stigler?
Aye.
Vice Chair Wisnett?
Excuse.
Chair Barker?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
I don't think, being that this involves sex offender registration, would be appropriate for a consent calendar. I think it would be. Representative Smith would do an excellent job of carrying this on the floor if you would be amenable to that.
He's not here. We could do that.
I'll teach him to be on time.
So much for Representative, we were just talking about you.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Over the work session on House Bill 2536.
House Bill 2536, first heard on March 4th, expands robbery in the first degree to include lookalike firearms, expands disorderly conduct in the first degree to include delivery of unidentified substance with a threatening message, and expands felon possession of a restricted weapon to include taser and pepper spray. You had -1 amendments at the time. You now have -2 amendments in front of you. We are not ready to move beyond that. The -1s were adopted, so the -2s would further amend the bill.
I thought we took pepper spray out of that.
We did. The dash.
Okay.
-1 amendments deleted the pepper spray, and then the -2s now provide that the offender has to be under the age of 18 or over the age of 18 in order for this to apply.
Okay. And so we just need to adopt the -2s, and we're not.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I would accept a motion to adopt the -2 amendments.
Mr. Chair, I move the -2 amendments to House Bill 2536.
The House Bill 2536. Is there any discussion? Is there any objection?
Mr. Chair. I'm struggling with the -2s. The reasoning behind it is the age 18 factor. I mean, what do you do with a juvenile that's 14, 16 years old that's doing an armed robbery? You do not know what type of a weapon is that they're covering, and this is going to exclude them for the sentencing part, right?
Well, it would exclude from the first-degree robbery enhancement, but it's still a 70-month penalty as a second degree. And the part of the reasoning behind the request for that amendment was that there are some youth who will not use a real gun because they know it's first degree, and they don't realize that they're not thinking clearly about the sentence of a second-degree robbery, but the thought was that it would be better to have somebody who is underage trying to avoid a first-degree robbery charge to take a plastic gun and be nervous instead of taking a real gun and possibly killing somebody. That was the thought behind the amendment, the people who proposed the amendment.
Mr. Chair? I understand the concern that Representative Olson has raised. It's not an easy question. I was going to have difficulty voting for this bill without the -2 because of the significant impact it would have on first-time youth offenders. And so I think the dash two resolves my concern with the bill, and I would need that to be adopted in order to support it.
Thank you, Representative Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Yeah, for me, it's the impetus for the bill is we don't want to treat a gun like a toy. Right, we don't want to make somebody who's using something the same way you'd use a gun, and the only reason they might be using it as a toy is to avoid a criminal sentence because they're an insightful, experienced criminal, that we don't want to just pretend that that's a toy when they're in fact using it as a gun. When it's a kid, I think there is some significant risk that it's actually a toy. Right? If it can't kill anybody and it never could and it's in the hands of somebody who never has, and they're 14 years old, it's not clear to me that, and nobody here is arguing that we should be reducing any penalties for that behavior, but in terms of increasing to the same level as somebody who, if they got a toy, it's not because they play with toys, it's because they want to rob stuff. But if it's a kid, they play with toys, and sometimes they might do it stupidly, but it isn't the same thing as if a 35-year-old person does it. So I think it's absolutely appropriate to look at the Dash 2 amendments, even though I can imagine disagreement, but to the extent it could help us get consensus, that would be, of course, wonderful.
President Krieger, did we have any discussion about the 14 to 18-year-old that had a Class A misdemeanor or had a felony as a juvenile that wasn't a Major 11? In other words, the second offense involved this. He actually used it in commission of a crime. I don't remember doing
that. I don't recall having that conversation.
We may end up with somebody that's 17 or 18 having that weapon, who had those prior convictions as a juvenile, and he is well on his way down that track.
Those are good points, and especially I appreciate the view and Representative Wilson bringing it up. It's still a 70-month sentence, and yeah. Where there is some discretion on second-degree offenses, should that be the case, I'm sure the judge would, or would certainly hope the judge would lean that direction.
You know, Mr. Chair, I understand what the Dash 2s are all about, but what Representative Smith just shared about a 14-year-old versus a 35-year-old, it was a 14-year-old in a stolen car, stolen gun, that shot one of the troopers that I used to work with down in Albany in the face. It wasn't a 35-year-old guy. I'm just saying that, you know, I struggle with the age factor.
Representative Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. With deep respect, Mr. Chair, exactly, Representative Olson, exactly. It wasn't a toy gun, so it was able to shoot somebody in the face. We'd rather probably have them have a toy gun. So and if they're carrying a real gun, treat them like adults. But if they're carrying a toy gun, maybe it's not inappropriate to treat them like a carrier of a toy.
Any further discussion? Okay. I have a motion to adopt the Dash 2 amendments. Is there further discussion? Is there any objection? Hearing none, so ordered.
Mr. Chair, I'm sorry. This bill has not had a work session before, so you actually have not adopted the Dash 1s.
Yeah, we did.
I think there's a misconception there.
No, we didn't.
It was possible.
It was adopted.
We had a public hearing, possible work session, and adopted the Dash 1s at the first hearing.
Yep.
We did. I'm going to start marking those off. We did. We come back. Open a work session on House Bill 2641.
House Bill 2641 modifies the definition of online communication for purposes of online sexual corruption of a child to include telephone text messages. You have a Dash 1 amendment in front of you. It has not been adopted. You just received the language recently. And that would provide for a broader definition of what constitutes online communication. It would include, so you, at the end of line 8, delete line 9 and insert transmission of information by wire, radio, optical cable, cellular system, electromagnetic system, or other similar means. And we do have the fiscal and impact spec on both of those.
In the Dash 1, the reason for that is to try to keep ahead instead of always being behind technological advances. This hopefully will give us a, maybe we won't have to come back for 4 years or something to catch up with what the one latest thing is that's being done.
Mr. Chair,
yes.
I think Representative Stigler was involved with crafting some of that language with the Dash 1 amendments. And I think that would work quite well.
Thank you.
Chair, it mirrors language that I have in another piece, another House bill that will be coming before us. So they'll be consistent and hopefully as inclusive as possible.
Okay. I'll accept a motion to adopt the Dash 1.
Well, Mr. Chair, I make a motion that we do adopt the Dash 1 amendments into House Bill 2641.
Representative Olson moves the Dash 1 amendments into House Bill 2641. Is there any discussion? Is there any objection? Hearing none, so ordered.
And then I'd make a motion also that we'd move House Bill 2641 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Olson moves House Bill 2641 as amended to the floor with a due pass. Is there any further discussion?
Yeah.
Call the roll.
Yeah,
sorry. Representative Shields.
I'm looking. Is there a fiscal impact statement in here?
There's a minimal.
Okay.
Further questions?
No.
Okay.
Thank you.
Call the roll, please.
Representative Barton?
Aye.
Representative Cameron?
Aye.
Representative Garrett?
Aye.
Representative Krieger?
Aye.
Representative Olson?
Aye.
Representative Shields?
Aye.
Representative Smith?
Aye.
Vice Chair Stigler?
Aye.
Vice Chair Whitman?
Aye.
Chair Barker?
Aye. Motion carries. Representative Stigler, would you like to carry that bill?
Sure.
Thank you. I want your...
Actually.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
Olson. Representative Olson.
Thank you.
Sorry. I'm going to do a vote first. I'm going to vote 2529. I'm going to reopen a work session on House Bill 2529 for the purpose of allowing Representative Wisnant to vote.
That's the balance. Aye. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. And Representative Smith as well.
Before I cast this vote, is it my understanding, or is my understanding correct that I have been asked perhaps if this, if I bring my vote aye, to be carrying this bill?
Mr. Chair, I believe the representative is uniquely qualified to carry this bill.
It doesn't matter if you vote aye or nay.
Aye. I vote aye.
Close the work session.
I would like to reserve the right to negotiate.
You need to strangle your associate over there. Okay, so now we are on this one.
Yep.
Okay.
I'll tell him to keep moving.
Sure. Open a work session on House Bill 2308.
House Bill 2308 was passed out of our committee on 312. It had a subsequent referral to the Revenue Committee that was not noted in the computer or on any of the documents. So after discovering that we brought it back, we need to rescind the due pass and then proceed to revote and send this to the Revenue Committee.
Okay. Chair requests unanimous consent that the rules be suspended for the purpose of allowing reconsideration of the vote by which House Bill 2308 was sent to the floor for consideration. Is there any objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Chair requests unanimous consent that the committee reconsider the vote by which House Bill 2308 was sent to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any objection? Hearing none, so ordered.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2308 to the floor of a due pass recommendation and the bill be referred to revenue by prior reference.
Vice Chair Wisnant moves House Bill 2308 to the floor with a due pass recommendation and the bill will be referred to revenue by prior reference. Is there any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Representative Barton?
Aye.
Representative Cameron?
Aye.
Representative Garrett?
Aye.
Representative Krieger?
Aye.
Representative Olson?
Aye.
Representative Shields?
Aye.
Representative Smith?
Aye.
Vice Chair Stigler?
Aye.
Vice Chair Wisnant?
Aye.
Chair Barker?
Aye.
Move that to revenue. We'll open a work session on House Bill 2331.
House Bill 2331, similar to the one you just heard, was heard and passed out of committee on March 4th. However, there was a discrepancy with the amendment, and I believe that Mr. Berry is here from ODAA to address that with the committee.
Thank you, Mr. Berry. Identify yourself.
I am Brad Berry, Yamhill County District Attorney, and I chair the Oregon District Attorneys Association Legislative Committee. Chair Barker, members of the committee, the Dash 2 amendments on the third page under Section 3 clarify what had been discussions for the original bill, whereby if the person picked up a subsequent criminal conviction after their diversion within the 15-year period, that too would also be a disqualifier from getting a second diversion. That particular language apparently was omitted from the Dash 1 amendments in error.
The chair requests unanimous consent that the rules be suspended for the purpose of allowing reconsideration of the vote by which House Bill 2331A was sent to the floor for consideration. Is there any objection?
I'd like to have a discussion point first. Mr. Chair, I'm not sure that the staff measure summary accurately reflects Representative Smith's no vote on this bill.
Nor do I recall that no vote.
I'm very happy for it to reflect that. But,
I'm trying to remember this also. I don't remember that that no vote. I remember being a lone nay only one time.
I remember many more.
I can't imagine who would vote no on that.
Was it my friend Representative Shields who may have been the no vote on that?
It was me.
Okay.
But after having had a discussion with Mr. Neely and giving this great deliberation, I'm willing to bring it back through unanimous consent.
Hey, thank
pass
you.
Back on.
Hearing no objection, so ordered. Chair requests unanimous consent that the committee reconsider the vote by which the Dash 1 amendments were adopted. Is there any objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Chair requests unanimous consent that the committee reconsider the vote by which House Bill 2331A was sent to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any objection? So ordered.
Mr. Chair, I move Dash 2 amendments be adopted into HB 2331.
Vice Chair Wistad moves the Dash 2 amendments into House Bill 2331. Is there any discussion?
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2331 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Vice Chair Wistad moves House Bill 2331 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Representative Barton?
Aye.
Representative Cameron?
Aye.
Representative Garrett?
Aye.
Representative Krieger?
Aye.
Representative
Olson?
Aye.
Representative
Shields?
No.
Representative Smith?
Aye.
Vice Chair Siegler?
Aye.
Vice Chair Wisnett?
Aye.
Chair Barker?
Aye.
Motion carries. I'll carry that one. Last item on the agenda today.
Two
more, I'm sorry.
26,
23? Yeah, we are.
We'll
open a work session on. Okay, we're not going to work 2803 today. This provides tax credits for employers who hire released persons. We're going to do a little more work on that. Also, that if we aren't able to add it on this side, there's going to be an amendment to allow those who reach a journey level of certification through apprenticeship programs to be eligible for the 60-day early time release. And as of today, there have been 39 inmates who are in the apprenticeship program. Four have graduated, and inmate who took the test for manufacturing plant journeyman electrician scored the highest score of anybody in the state in 2008. So it's a good program, and these are men and women who are helping with the maintenance in the prisons, and they actually work under a journeyman to get apprenticeship training so that hopefully when they come out they'll be able to move into the labor force, have an income, and help become good productive citizens. We're going to have to.
You're referring to 2623,
yes.
Another amendment that's coming.
Yes.
Okay.
In addition to this one?
Yes.
If I may. We have a Dash 1 amendment for 2623 to adopt. We can move the bill out hopefully in about 5 or 10 minutes or so. The amendment for which the chair is referring would be coming, has already been submitted, and will be coming to the Senate side to keep the bill moving.
And we're going to stand at ease for a few minutes. We're just trying to get the fiscal for that bill. reopen the Judiciary Committee. We have before us House Bill 2623, and we got the fiscal back, and we can move it forward.
We need to adopt the dash ones.
I'll take a motion to adopt the dash ones.
Kevin?
No, move the dash ones to House Bill 2623.
Representative Cameron's moved the dash ones in House Bill 2623. Is there any objection? Hearing none, so ordered.
Mr. Chair, I'll move House Bill 2623 as amended to that, the House floor with a due pass recommendation.
Moves House Bill 2623 to the floor with a due pass. Representative Shield.
Council, we just got the fiscal analysis of the dash ones. It's a little bit puzzling. my understanding of what this bill does is just added one other criteria by which people could earn time, but the way that LFO seems to have interpreted it is that this would result in additional early release for offenders. Could you comment on that?
I can. My reading of this is that there will be a savings of somewhere, there's about a $2 million difference, somewhere between 2.3 and 4.5 million from the general fund because of the reduction in the need for the jail beds between 09 and 11. The fiscal has assessed about a $672,000 cost per biennium for increased post-prison supervision for the folks that would then be released a little earlier and for possibly some resentencing. My take on that, of course, not being an expert but having worked in the field, is that I don't think that there would be quite that much of an expenditure for post-prison supervision. You're adding about, you know, you're not extending the period of time that a person can get out of jail early by more than 20%, so it's not going to actually change anything. But in any event, there's still a $2 to $4 million savings to the general fund.
Would there be a way, in 2005, we considered, or on the Senate side, they considered Senate Bill 435 that expanded earned time credits from 20% to 33%, and LFO did a fiscal where basically showed that it was positive, and so they put the numbers in parentheses. Is there a way by the time, well, is this going to go to the floor?
It will, yes.
Is there a way that we could get this fiscal rewritten to make that a little bit clearer?
I can definitely ask Tim Walker. I know that this particular one he rushed because I was asking him to rush it, so I can definitely ask and see if he would consider reformatting it to make it clearer for the members on the floor.
Okay.
That's a very good point.
But then I think also the substance of the bill, there might be some confusion over too, right? Because if we... the notion was that this really wouldn't affect how early somebody gets out because there are five or six different ways they can earn time, but yet I think LFO may have a different impression of what this bill does than what we think it does, don't you think?
I think that's also a valid point. Again, I will speak to fiscal sometimes. I know it's hard to believe, but your counsel and LFO sometimes disagree on the way things are analyzed. I will speak to him and see if there may be a disagreement or a misunderstanding about what the basis of the bill is.
Yeah, and I don't have a problem with inmates earning their way out earlier, but so I don't want to get in the way of that. But I just want to make sure we knew what we were getting into.
And we'll go ahead and move that. What I'd like to do, if people vote this way, we'll go ahead and move it to the floor. If we find out we have some huge problem, we'll call it back to committee.
Back. Okay, that's fine with me.
You still need
We have a motion here to move House Bill 2623 as amended to the floor with a due pass.
Did we do the amendment?
Yes, we did.
Yes.
Further discussion? Hearing none, call the roll, please.
Representative Barton.
Excuse me. Representative Barton.
Mr. Chair. May I have a word with you? One second. I just got a call from Ramona.
Okay. Everybody stand at ease.
Maybe.